evolution of the hub filament structures in IC 5146 in the context of the energy balance of gravity, turbulence, and magnetic field, by Yun Young Chung et al. We present the results of 850 polarization and C180-3-2 line observations toward the western hub filament structure WHFS of the dark streamer in IC 5146 using the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope JCMT SCUBA 2, Pole 2 and HARP instruments. We aim to investigate how the relative importance of the magnetic field, gravity, and turbulence affects core formation in HFS by comparing the energy budget of this region. We identified 4850 cores and estimated the magnetic field strengths BPOS of the cores and the hub and filament using the Davis-Chandrasekhar-Fermi method. The estimated BPOS is approximately 80 to 1200. From Wang et al., BPOS of E47, a core in the eastern hub, E-hub, and E-hub were re-estimated to be 500 and 320, respectively, with the same method. We measured the gravitational e.g., kinematic ek, and magnetic energies eb in the filament and hubs and compared the relative importance among them. We found that an eb-dominant filament has a line fragmentation type, while eg-dominant hubs show no and clustered fragmentation types. In the eg-dominant hubs, it seems that the portion of ek determines whether the hub becomes to have clustered the portion of ek approximately 20% or no fragmentation type approximately 10%. We propose an evolutionary scenario for the E and WHFSs, where the HFS forms first by the collision of turbulent flows, and then the hubs and filaments can go into various types of fragmentation depending on their energy balance of gravity, turbulence, and magnetic field. This was evolution of the hub filament structures in IC 5146 in the context of the energy balance of gravity, turbulence, and magnetic field, by Yun Young Chung et al.